making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto thee, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he see the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also do the Son likewise. So Jesus healed this man, and the people got upset at Jesus for not only healing him, but they say for, you know, he did it on a Sabbath day. But to add to that, he said, my Father. You know, I know the Bible tells us call no man father. We discussed that. But we can call this Father, which is in heaven, our Father. And that's what they were upset at Jesus about, because they made, said he made himself equal with God. When a son in the natural calls his daddy, we call him daddy, a father, then that means he is what he is, a father to him. That means that he's equal with his daddy, with his father down here. And that means that Jesus was equal to the Father. First, you got to believe that Jesus came from the Father. And you got to believe that the Spirit of God put Jesus or impregnated Mary or you by the Holy Ghost. That he put something down inside of you to call, to make you a son of God. So you can call him Father. So if you don't have that Spirit inside of you, going another way, you don't have that Spirit inside of you, then you cannot call God Father. You don't even know how to fix your lips to say Father. Which on you just don't. That's why some people say the man upstairs, the big one, and all these other names that they gave him. But he's your Father. Jesus said, our Father, which art in heaven. So you got to believe he is, and the way that he came, the way that God put him here on the earth. He was the only begotten Son, and he was the only one that was begotten the way that he was begotten. I haven't heard of nobody else begotten the way Jesus was begotten. I haven't heard that there was another virgin that, you know, conceived a child without man. That's unheard of. I only heard that one time. And so he's the only begotten. He's the only begotten that way. But God has so many more sons. You know, just look around. Look around all these sons and daughters that God have right here. So if Jesus is not the only one, but he's the only one that was begotten that way. Not that Jesus is the only one, because John said, but as many as believed on him, Jesus, to them he gave power to become sons of God. So what they talking about, I don't know. You know, they got another agenda. And he said, and God gave us power, the right, and the authority to become his child. So whatever belongs to God belongs to you. So Jesus had what God gave him. And I like to think that when Jesus said, I might be getting ahead of myself, but when Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do, it's so many of us, we as Christians too, we got to watch how we walk in front of not only our children. You are, like I say, you are father to so many people, brothers and sisters. I seem like I'm just preaching to the men. Maybe that's what the Holy Ghost wants to do. I don't know. But brothers and sisters, we're more than just fathers to our own family. When people look at our lives out there in the street, in the workforce, in the stores, how we carry ourselves, you don't know who's watching you. All eyes are really on us, whether you want them to be or not. Some athletes, we discussed that, you know, they say they're not no father figure to your son and your child. You know, I'm not I'm not no example to them. They ain't got no business be looking at my life, you know, trying to weigh my life and see if I can be like him. Well, whether you want it or not, that's what you are. When the world is looking at you, then you got to act right. You got to do right. You got to talk right. You got to live right. You got to do what. So God gave us his only begotten son, and we know that he did what was right. Why? Because he said, I do what I see my father do. That's why Jesus was doing what he was doing. And he said, look, in verse 19, he said, the son can do nothing of his own, but only what he sees the father doing. For whatever the father does, that the son does likewise. So here in this passage that we're talking about, Jesus saw his father healing at that pool before. Jesus wasn't there at the pool. The angel came down and troubled the water. And people got in that pool and got healed. That was God's doing. That was the Lord, our Father, doing. He saw his father doing things. He was with his father. Jesus was with his father when God said, let there be light. Jesus saw the light came. He was there when God said, let there be a firmament. He was there when God said, let the earth bring forth. What I'm trying to get across here, this pulpit, is that Jesus saw his father doing good, saw him doing good works, all kind of work. God said, look, everything that I made was good. Everything that he did was good. And so when Jesus saw God raise up the dry bones in the valley, and he said, I can raise up Lazarus. When Jesus saw the Father heal the lepers, then he said, then so I can heal lepers. So whatever God say or whatever God has done, then it can be done by the Son. If God couldn't do it, then it just couldn't be done. If Jesus couldn't do it, then it just could not be done. But since God was able to do these things, not some things, since God was able to do what he was doing, because there was nothing too hard for God to do, then Jesus said, then I'm able to do it. I've got the right to do it. I'm his son. I've got authority to heal the sick. I got authority to raise the dead. I got authority to tell this man, even if it is on the Sabbath, take up your bed and walk. I got that authority to do good. Because nobody pass up their blessing. How many of y'all pass up your blessing? That water trouble. This man been sitting here longer than me. He been sitting here for, they probably don't know, 38 years. I just come on the scene. I need a blessing. I'm going to stand right at the edge of the pool. I'm going to try to hold my balance. If I see, I don't know when it's going to come. We don't know when your blessing going to come. But you got to be ready. So I believe them folk were ready. But this man, he couldn't help it. He couldn't do nothing for himself. So if it was me, if it was y'all, what would you do? Well, I help him after I get my blessing. When the water trouble, boom. How many of us would just say, well, I'm going to sit next to this man. Come on. We're going to sit you on the edge. And soon as this water, look, y'all, when the water trouble, don't nobody get in. We want this man to get here. Wasn't nobody around that pool like that. So Jesus had to step out of heaven. He had to come on down and say, since nobody ain't going to help you, man, I'm going to step out of heaven and come and put you. You ain't even got to get in the pool. I'm going to show them something different. All they got to do is just say something to you. What you want, first of all, you may not even want to be. You might tell me you want $1 million. That's what we all folk all the time. If I had $1 million, I'd help so-and-so, so-and-so. You want that $1 million? What do you want? That's what Jesus asked. Because my father did it, then that means I'm able to do it. Then that means if God can do it, Jesus can do it, then who else can do it? You're able to do it too then. You're able to do all things through Christ that strengthens you, but you got to know that it's God that's strengthening you. It's not your strength. It's you. It's him and not you. As long as we are sons and we are believing God that he was the son of the living God, then we can do all things. How does God strengthen us? You know, we can do all things. What is he talking about? I can do it because I'm stronger than Brother Hearns. I can do it because I know, I may not be able to do it because Ryan used to lift all that weight, you know. Let me pick out somebody I know I can get. Well, he's an elder. I got more strength than him. I can do all things through Christ that strength. Not by my strength. Not by my might. It ain't what I can do. I can't do nothing. Pastor, you say, I can't heal a butterfly with a broken wing. I got them down real pat. I can't heal a butterfly with a broken wing. You can't do nothing without Christ. You can't do nothing without, but with him, with the power, with his spirit, you all think Christ that strengthened you. I was under the impression that whatever my daddy did, whatever he did, then I can do it too. There ain't nothing that my daddy couldn't do that I couldn't do. Why? I was just like Jesus. When God said, let there be light, when daddy said, I'm going to fix this, fix that, I was right there with him. I was just like that. I ain't do nothing. I was just watching. Huh? God doing all the work. When you get down there, that's so I was under that whatever daddy could do, then I can do it. When we started having the children, me and my wife, you know, things got rough. She didn't work. I didn't want her to work. And I won't go there. And all it take is one. It don't take two. All it take is one. It don't take two. I'm a living witness. My wife didn't work. We had 8 children. She worked because she wanted to work. We had to get our house in order. We had to live by our means. I know I'm going off. We had to do things that we had to do to make that thing work. So I just believe. Two, you gotta. Hallelujah. So I was under the impression that whatever daddy could do, then I can do it. So when we start having children, things got rough. When things get rough, you sometimes want to give up. You ready to walk out. You ready to say, shoot, man, I didn't know all this stuff was going to be going on. Mom and dad didn't tell me. Nobody warned me for none of this. You know, when pastor was counseling, she didn't tell us, you know, well, you're going to have some rough times and you're going to have these type. Because can't nobody equip you with everything. You just got to go through it. You just got to go through it. But you got to deal with the cause that you would deal. You have to. You know, and God, not you. God going to get you more than a possible. Y'all call players, you better know what I'm talking about. God, look, if you just got one trump, that's all you need. If you got Jesus, that's all you need. You ain't got to have the whole deck of spades. You know, you come out, well, I got two and a possible. No, I got everything that's possible to me. Everything is possible when God is on my side. Not one possible, not two possible. I got all things that are possible. Everything is possible. So I'm looking at him and say, if he can do it, then I can do it. Daddy started rehabbing houses and started fixing things. Then I said, well, shoot, he can do it. I can do it. You know, he started little stuff. He started, and all he had was a utility knife. He had a hammer. He had a handsaw. He had a screwdriver. And he have all this little stuff in his little work belt. And he going to do all of this paneling and linoleum and all of that stuff. And so he worked so hard with just what he had. I mean, I see my daddy just laboring. He worked from sun up to sundown. He'd get off work to go to work with a screwdriver, all of that little stuff. But what he had, I know you followed me, Pastor. Whatever he had, that's all he could do. Utility knife, you get the cutting, you're going to wear yourself out. Handsaw, how many 2x4s can you cut now? Huh? He didn't have the right tools. But he used what he got. He used what he had. You know, so when I looked at him and say, look, if he can do that, then I can do it. And all he was doing is putting in paneling. He's paneling people's houses, linoleum, little things. He couldn't do much. But when I got started, I was putting in bathrooms. I was finishing basement. I ain't patting myself on the back. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. I was tiling people's houses, doing roofs, doing deck. I was doing everything. It wasn't one. I was an electrician. I was a plumber. Son, am I telling the truth? Huh? I was doing everything. There was nothing that they wanted done to a house that I did not do. I ain't going to say I could not do, because they would ask me, do you know how to do this? And I didn't. But guess what I would tell them? Yeah. I didn't know how to do a lot. Yes. I mean, come on. But when they asked me, do you know how to do so and so, so and so? Yeah. Because I had somebody to rely on, that he didn't have what I had, but I didn't have what he had. He had wisdom and knowledge to tell me how to get the work done. But he didn't have the tools that I had. He didn't have no power. See, I had power tools. And what I'm trying to tell you, saints of God, you got power inside of you. You ain't got to do nothing. It's just all the Spirit of the God. It's just all God doing it. You ain't got to, you just got to have power. You got to have a force behind you to make this stuff work. And if you get out there trying to do it on your own, you're going to wear yourself out. Daddy wore himself out. So I would tell him, yeah, I know how to do it. Yes, but I didn't know how to do nothing. But I would go and refer, Daddy, I got to do such and such. That's what Jesus did. That's why Jesus prayed all night. He was talking to the Father. How do I do this, Father? How do I get past this cross? How do I get past these cups? Huh? How do I get past all of this pain, this suffering, Father? Jesus was praying. He was asking God for knowledge, understanding, wisdom. Why did Paul did not refer to flesh? When God knocked him down off, Jesus knocked him off that donkey. The Bible said he conferred not with flesh and blood. He left. Ain't nothing man can help me with this here. The Bible said he went to Arabia for 3 years. I got to see God. Sometimes we just got to go to Arabia. We just got to find God for ourselves and see how to get this thing done. We just got to get rid of, I know, the TV and all this other stuff. And TV may not be my thing. It may be too much work. Maybe too much gossiping, talking on the phone. It may be too much of anything that we're doing that we're not supposed to do, but we ain't communicating with the Father like Jesus was doing. Jesus always communicated with the Father. So he always knew what to do. Like the sister said, you got to know what to do when trials and tribulations come up. You just, oh man, we love our pastor, but we'll wear out. We love Moses, but we'll wear Moses out. I'm going to be Moses' father-in-law. Moses, you better get somebody to help you in this thing here. You're going to wear yourself out and the people out too. I know you mean good, but you got to get some help. You got to make captains over tens, captains over hundreds, captains over thousands. You got to put some people in place so they can help the folk. So she put people in place to help the folk, but the people themselves can't help the folk because they need help. Pastor, I don't know what to do. You got to know what to do when trials come up. You know, we say it all the time. Well, praise is the way. Well, come on and praise God then, if that's the way. Praise destroy the yoke. I mean, if praise going to get you over to the next level, how come you ain't praising God when these trials are come? When tribulation come, why ain't you on your knees saying, Lord, I know this is hard. But when you come to church, you got that long face. You want somebody to pat you on the back. Oh, You're going to be all right. Tell me to stand up and say, Brother Al, you old enough. You old enough to know. Just look, be a straight shooter with me. Pray. I went down to these churches seeking the Lord. Brother. On page. Brother, I just went up to my church and I want to do this and I want to do that. And, you know, give my little sob story. Say, brother, son, seek the Lord. Get in line. I just want to seek the Lord. I said, Lord, how many times you got to tell me to seek the Lord? I'm all over the universe trying to find out what to do. And he keep telling me, seek me. Come on. Draw nigh to me. And I'll draw nigh to you. Watch and see when you start drawing nigh to me. You start seeking my face. Watch and see them things change. Watch and see them things turn around. They got to turn around because God don't lie. It's impossible for him to lie. He ain't going to lie. He going to make you out of a lie because a lot of times we just doubt God. I'm believing God. I'm believing. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I'm believing God. Lord, I want to know if he's going to do this thing for me. Yeah, he's going to do that thing for you. If you believe in him, it's going to happen. You may go through a little bit or here and there, but it's watch and see, don't his word come to pass or not. That's what he told Moses. Watch and see, Moses. Whatever I told you, watch and see, don't it come to pass or not. It's going to come to pass. But you got to believe God. So God equipped me with these power tools. And I was doing everything. I mean, when I say everything, I was doing everything. And then I was thought, that force that's behind you, that power tool that I'm talking about, it's the Holy Ghost. It's God's Spirit. It's Jesus inside of you. It's Jesus on the inside, the song says, working on the outside. So you got to get on the inside of you first. We want to build a house. Can't build a house from the outside. You got to lay the foundation, that chief cornerstone. And you got to come up with the studs. You got to put the wiring. You got to put all the amenities in there. And then you got to cover it up with some shingles or whatever you want to put it. You got to cover that thing up with Jesus. You got to cover it up with God. God is your covering. You got to let him cover you. God is building a church. Joseph was a good father to Jesus. He had to be. Because God ain't going to give his son to no good man down here on earth. Joseph, they say, was a carpenter. He built. But God was still covering his son of his. Joseph, you do what you can do. And Jesus saw what his son, what his daddy can do. I can build. Yeah, he building houses. He building stools. But Jesus had another thing on his mind. Yeah, Joseph, you're doing a good thing. You build those stools and those bones and all that stuff. I'm trying to get me a spiritual house. I'm trying to build me somebody up that is low, somebody that's in a gutter. I'm looking for the person that don't nobody want to be dealing with. I'm looking for that whoremonger. I'm looking for that prostitute. I'm looking for that gap. Jesus is trying to build a house up and cover you. That's what Jesus is trying to do. So Jesus said, greater works shall you do. Greater works. It wasn't that I was greater than my daddy. It wasn't that Jesus was greater than God. He said greater works. So daddy was just putting in linoleum and paneling. I was putting in bathrooms and all that. But still, I'm not greater. He said because it was more power. I had the right tools. I had the right one with me. You got the right one with you. But you can be as your master, but not greater than your master. As long as you keep yourself humble, you will be all right. Then my father starts sending me out. He starts sending me out. God is going to start sending some folk out. People who they think they ain't going to mount to nothing. They can't go out. God going to send some folk out. And the people that he sent before, he ready to send you right back out there again. those that was out there evangelizing, God finna send you right back out there. So my father started sending me out. You know, people were still calling on my father for help. Mr. D's, can you do this? And can you come fix that? And he would tell them, I got a son. He can do anything. He had just that much confidence in me. I got a son. He had a lot of sons, too. He had 6 sons. But I got a son that can do anything. Fred, go down to so-and-so's house and fix so-and-so. Say, yeah, Daddy, I go down there and see if I could. But God got a son. He had a son that can fix anything. He didn't have to see if he could do it. He knew that he can do it. It wasn't no ifs of what Jesus can do. Jesus knew what he can do. He knew when they said, Lord, we don't have enough food to feed all these folk. All we got is a lad with 2 fishes and 5 loaves. But what is that among so many folk? Ain't enough. Now, who going to eat first and who we going to leave out? A good shepherd ain't going to leave nobody out. But a hireling said, well, let me look at the wealthy ones. She looked like she got some money. Go give her a piece of fish. He looked like he might have a little something. Go give him a piece of bread. Go get this one. Go get that one. But a good shepherd, he going to oversee the whole flock. He going to make sure your need is met. He going to meet everybody's need. He going to meet everybody's need. So God got a son that can fix any and everything. He had to step out of heaven to fix some things. He had to step out of heaven to raise Lazarus from the dead. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Jesus had to step out of heaven to heal the sick. He said, go and you'll be well. Jesus had to step out of heaven to open up the blind eyes. He said, go and wash. Jesus had to step out of heaven to tell this man to take your bed up and wash. Jesus done stepped out of heaven to tell you that whatever you need, you can have it. Whatever I got belongs to you. Healing, deliverance for your father. Don't believe that, look, oh, I ain't doing all of this right. Who is, Eric? Who doing everything right? I ain't. Don't believe that you don't have what it takes to speak over your father. Huh? Them ain't your words. That's just the force that's in you. That's the power that's inside of you. If you don't pull that trigger, plug it into the wall and pull that trigger, you ain't got no power. You just got a dead drill. You got to speak it. It's got to be put in the atmosphere so the angels can come down and say, well, I came for your words. But if you ain't speaking nothing, I ain't got nothing to come down here for. Ain't no reason to come if you ain't speaking. Ain't no reason to come if you ain't believing. I got to go somewhere. The Bible says, eyes go to and fro about the earth. Seeking. God is seeking. Seeking who? Who's seeking me? Ain't nobody seeking me, so let me go on this other part of the earth. Who's seeking me? We better start seeking the Lord. It's time to seek God. And it came across the and prophesied to us. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. I don't care if you say, well, I can't pray all night. I can't pray long. I can't pray like so-and-so. Man, just get down there and say what they taught me. You taught me this. Just say, thank you, Jesus. 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 That's praying. Thank you, Jesus. Do that until God give you some increase. Then he'll switch your tongue on over. Everybody been to my, well, I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to speak in tongue too. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, thank Jesus. Thank him all night long. Maybe your tongue will take a turn. Maybe we'll get divided and start twisting. Maybe it just will. Who knows? Who knows? But God sent this son down. He had to step out of heaven. He had to rebuke the enemy. Paul said, look, I count it not robbery to be equal with God. You better not count it not robbery to be equal with your Father. He said, I came. You know, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So I can be just like my Father who's in heaven. So God has ordained you to be what you're supposed to be. The earth is groaning and it's waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. It is waiting for people to come on, get they self right. I ain't talking about the grass and all that. I know it say that, but I'm believing. Y'all can correct me later on. I believe that the Bible is talking about the people. It's people on this earth. That's just, where are these saints? Where are these people that the Bible, the church talk about? Where they at? They all up in church. Ain't nobody out there in the street. Ain't nobody out there in the highways and the hedges. Ain't nobody out there in God's vineyard. Everybody want to be in the church, in the building. Lord, let me be used in the church, God. Let me speak this morning, God. Let me prophesy this morning, Lord. Let me say something that would get the saints to say, ooh, that was ooh, ah. Get out there. Get on out there and do it. That's where the work is. The work is out there. We need work in here too. We getting the work in here, but ain't getting no work done out there. Say, send forth laborers into your vineyard. Nobody's in the vineyard. You know, the fruit, God's people, they are just withering away because we won't get out there and start harvesting, start plucking them out. He'll let you know who's who. He will let you know who's a good fruit. Apple, peach. He'll let you know. Don't worry about if you run up on a tear. Leave them there. Leave the tear there. You know? So the earth is growing. And it's waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Jesus said, look, I give you power over all the power of the enemy and nothing. No weapon, no sickness, none of your situations, none of your circumstances, nobody, no devil, nothing by any means is going to hurt you. And if you got that power, you got what it takes. You can be as your Father. You can be equal with God. Haven't you heard people tell you? Well, I've heard people say, well, you know, they call them everything but the Son of God. Call him this, call him that, your mother, father, and you son. Everything but the Son of God. I'm a son of God. How about you? I belong to Jesus. How about you? I was bought with a price. I was bought with this blood that you sang about this morning. Precious blood flowing from the altar of the cross. I am a child of God. I don't care what you see in me. I don't care. You say that boy need to get right. He need to pray for me then. Pray for me. Don't put your hands on me. Don't put your tongue on me. Put some prayer on me. Help Brother Al. Open up his eyes. Let him walk right, God. He ain't doing right. Come on. We are sons of the living God. We have a great example. Jesus stepped down out of heaven. And man, I tell you, the law says don't do nothing on the Sabbath. You say, I am the Sabbath. It's good to do something on the Sabbath. Somebody needs some help on the Sabbath. You say, well, no, I can't help you, man. It's the Sabbath. A co-worker of mine went to some people's houses, some Jewish people, and they were sitting at the table. Icebox unplugged. And they looked at him and say, oh, I'm in a kitchen full of folk. Could you plug that refrigerator in? He said, what? What's wrong with it? He said, is it going to shock me? Is it going, something going to happen? He said, why ain't y'all plugging it in? Well, it's the Sabbath. My Lord. Boy, they'd have called me in my better day. Well, can I have everything out of your refrigerator before it go bad? Can I have them lamb chops? I know you got some lamb in there. But come on. And I told somebody here in this, I told my pastor, who I say, that's my pastor. Brother Al, I need this thing brought to my life. Oh, no, Pastor. Yeah, I'm telling on myself. Oh, it's the Sabbath. You remember that? It's the Sabbath. I can't, Pastor, I can't do no crazy. Ignorant. Unlearned. We are children of the very Most High God, the only God. We are just like him. Jesus was there also when he said, let us make man. Me and you, son, let us make man in our likeness, in our image. We want them to be just like us. There is nothing that we do that they shouldn't be able to do, because the Father said, I will not withhold any good thing from you. Saints, God ain't gonna hold nothing good from you. Whatever is good and right for you, it belongs to you. Men, especially men, I home on the men because I got a bunch of young men that I'm raising. Let us walk right. And the only way we can walk right is to keep our eyes up on Jesus. If you got a good father in your life, that's great. I had a good daddy in my life, a good father. He was great. He done put another one back in my life. And now, and I don't think he catching on. But she know, he was saying something. I said, well, I do what I see my father do. He did such and such, such, such. I'm right on his heels. Now, how you do this? How you do that? City boy. What I know, because I do what I see my father do. Y'all ain't catching on. Show me. Then, once he showed me, now. But once you show me something and God get involved in it, it's going to blossom. It's going to get bigger and bigger. That's why Jesus, that's why John say, everybody that believe on him, to them, this word should go forth, should never be stopping. It should be going every day. Jesus saves. Jesus heals. Jesus delivers. Jesus, that's all it is. So he's the one that we're supposed to keep our eyes upon. Keep your eyes upon him. I follow my pastor as she follow Christ. I follow him. When you follow these folk, only time you're going to get off is doing what they say do. When you stop doing what they do. They here every Wednesday with you. I may not do a whole lot, say a whole lot. Do what you see your father do. Do what you see the people of God that you trust that's before you. In this congregation, outside, people that you run into that are children, sometimes we can get off. And we pray that God give us wisdom about getting off. Saints of God, I'm finished. I thank God for this word. It's just like father, just like son. We got to have some examples out here. We want the world right, but ain't no examples out there. We get out there, is talk good in the church. I talk good on my job, but man, what they see is what they get. You know, they gonna hear about Jesus. They parted me up now and took me off of what I was doing, and I volunteered because I knew God got an agenda. I say I go. My father, daddy used to send me. Now my heavenly father, he wants to send me. I say I'll go. I got so much seniority. I say send me. I go because I believe that this man that I'm with, he's right for the pickings. Lord, they say 6 months. I say, Lord, you're going to do it before 6 months. And all we talk about is the Lord. All we talk about is the Lord. I mean, before I got on the crew, it was that word, this word, every other word, bad words, so and so. When I got on the crew, it just changed over. I said, Lord, you're going to have to change this atmosphere. It's got to change. You know, because I'm in here. You know, I labor and pray in my work truck. I labor, and I'm going to pray in that work truck. This thing got to go. And all we talk about is the Lord. All we do is talk about God. And all he asked me questions. He's Catholic. He just asked me question upon question. Al, I trust your opinion. I'm going to come to you because I know that you ain't like the other guys. Thank you, Lord. Whoo! He got to walk softly before these people. You know, we are fathers to many nations. We really are. There'll be nothing. Come on, stand to your feet. Give God some praise. I am not going to try to hold you. Fathers to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fathers to be. You got to be a good example. Even though you may not have a child right now, but you got a child sitting in this church. You got people looking at you. So it behooves us to do what's right, to live right. And if you can't get right, go to a brother, say, stand with me in prayer about something. What I like about this brother over here, he'll call you. He going to ask when he need prayer. Closed mouth ain't going to get fed. He does call, man, I need you to stand with me. I just need you to pray with me, Brother Al. You know, we got to realize that Jesus said he couldn't do nothing on of his own. You know, we got to stop trying to do everything on our own. You know, one can put a 1,000 to 10,000. So we got power. Man, we got so much power, it's just crazy. We can't go. Well, you said you didn't figure the math out. If one can put 1,000 to 10,000, I don't know what three can do. we'd be like the apostles then. We'd turn the world what upside down. Then we'll be running for our lives, living in caves. I can't go home. Why? They're there to kill me. Because we're shaking up the world. Let's shake this world up, saints of God. Like Father, like Son, like our Savior, we can do it all. We can do anything. God bless you on today. Anybody need prayer? We'll stand with you, stand for you. Too many times people come here and say they feel something. And I was young when got called out of the nightclub. That's what I refer to the power of God. Something. Something told me to get out of here. Told me three times, go home. You don't belong here. Go home, get out. You don't belong. Three times. And so when I got out of the clubs, and how come you don't go? Something told me. But I know now what that something is. It's not something. I know who he is. It was the Lord calling me, telling me, get out of here. Not just get out of here, get out the world. Come out from among them. Be separated, Al. I got something that I want you to do. Didn't know what it was. But I just believed him. I went home. And I started to sit in a big red chair in my room. And I just began to open the Bible and read. Didn't know pastor. Didn't have a church. Nothing. And I asked, what is this? He said, the Lord is calling you, son. Then I met back up with my wife and met pastor. And when I heard, I said back then, the stuff that she was talking about, preaching, that same stuff my mama was saying. So I'm like, whoa. And so I got up under the ministry and been ever since. Been under this one ministry all my life. And I count that a privilege because most people would say, well, it's good to go around to different churches. I don't want to experience that. Didn't have to experience that. You know, I went through hard times here, good times here, but it's still home, still pastor, still mom, still daddy, still in the same house of God. I have to go looking for no more truth. Truth is right here. Just had to endure it. That's all. I had to do what it say do. I had to obey. And we just got to obey. Hallelujah.
you guys want.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, first of all, God, we thank you, Lord, for being our Father. Lord, we're going to do what we see you do. We're doing what Jesus did. God, we send the word, God, to our sister in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we send a word of strength to her, Lord. God, you said, let the weak say I'm strong. We ask, God, that you will put these words, God, in our spirit, God. Put it in our heart, God. And you said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak, God. Let the mouth speak, God, that she's well, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give us strength, God, to eat, God, so she's able to sustain, oh, God, herself, Lord. We pray, God, right now, God. We send this word, God. We send it down the highway, God. We send it in that room, God. Lord, God, raise her up, oh, God, in the name. This is a sign and a miracle, Lord. It's going to be a wonder, God, that you would decorate your floor with, Lord. So, God, we believe it, Lord. And we ask, God, that she will receive it. In Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, I know I wasn't going to not pray and send the word after all of that. You know what Jesus did, the centurion came. You came for your auntie. Huh? I don't care what it looked like, what it sound like. Man, faith. Faith, 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 faith. To their faith. Because of their faith. You will heal. And that's just what I believe. Until God does what he wants to do. But until then, it's for us to hold on and believe in faith. And not try to be the doctor, the physician. We got a great physician that we're supposed to go to. And I'm taking everything to him in prayer. Everything. I have not ceased to pray for her. And I'll just be waiting for the phone to ring. I do. And I said, I'm waiting for that phone to ring to get a good report. Good news, Lord. Good news. The gospel is what? Good news. The gospel is good news. It is good news. So we're looking for good news. There'll be nothing else. Pastor, you need the microphone.
And I'm here and I can say it. Al, I thank you for the Lord letting me be in your life anytime. But the father he's talking about is my husband. Al has a great respect for men and older men and men of God, even though he's been knowing my husband for ever since we've been together, you know. So I asked Al, I said, Al, I'm kind of concerned about people driving up on the parking lot. And I'm asking Al now, I said, what you think about that? I said, you know, I don't mind people driving, but these great big old trucks, I mean great big old trucks that carry stuff from, you know. I said, is it going to hurt it's going to hurt anything? He said, I'm going to ask Daddy. He goes over. He goes over to my husband, who my husband is the one that they put that out there. My husband, he's a concrete man. He went and I said, wow. So he went and asked Daddy. I said, well, I have to see what he said. What he said, he said, well, when Dad said, you know, Al asked me, and I told him, thus and thus. And I said, oh. But I just thank you for that, Al. I thank you for the respect that you have. I do. I thank you for that. You know what I mean? And he's been the one that said, Pastor, I just believe. I just saw him. God gonna save him. I just believe it. And you know that when you're around people with faith, even though God, I'm in the battle, and you in the battle, people can help you, but you in the battle. And I said, but he gives me, you know, strength and faith when I hear him. You know, Pastor, I just believe God gonna do it. I just believe God gonna do it. God gonna do it. And so I was telling brother, I'll share this with you, and I'll ask you all to hold me up in prayer. And you know what I thought is, I sit down, the Lord said, I didn't make you a wimp. So I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't telling y'all nothing. You understand? And God bless you. Love you. That's what he told me. He said, I didn't make you a wimp. He said, I've told you what's going to be in this church. And you, I have chosen you to stand in the place that you're standing. And now he said, and you can stand. If you couldn't stand, I wouldn't have chose you. Okay, Lord. Nobody don't know a thing I'm talking about. I'm always talking riddles. Nobody. Praise the Lord. But I just want to thank all of you. It's just so precious how the church is growing with the people that love God. I thank the Lord for you. Honestly, I do. I appreciate you. I do pray for you every day of my life. I got your name on my roll down there, and I stop and pray for you. And I just want to thank the Lord for Jesus, especially for this morning. Because, you know, I say, Lord, it's just time to stop playing. It is time for us to be who we say we are. Honestly, you know, it's not that we want to do anything, brother. You know, it's not that we want to, you know. But I said, Lord, every day of our lives, we got to think this may be the day he'll come. You got to live like he might come tomorrow. You might go to bed. That's why people said never go to bed. I tell people never go to bed angry. Husband and wives, you know, you fuss through the day, but you make that mess up before you go to bed. You know, because you ain't supposed to go to bed angry. You know what I'm saying? So we got to live like Jesus is coming the best that you can. Amen. So I'm going to let you dismiss your own service here. I love y'all. You'll continue to pray for me. And I'm going to tell Trondia, the Lord still has his hands upon your life. It is still required of what he wants you to do. I was praying about you I was thinking about you. And I thought about some things, and I said, Lord, don't let this child miss his calling. Let him get up to see a need and fulfill it, because even she, she don't remember, but she prophesied to you when we used to go over and take lessons, and that's what she said. And that's what, I don't think God changed this man. He hasn't changed this man. You still called, and it's still required. I love you. In Jesus' name.
Believe that. I believe in holding on to the word. I really do. You don't hold on to the word, what else you got to hold on to? Nothing. But I thank God for my pastor. And I do believe that God is going to save him. God told me he was going to save him. So I just believe it. You know, just going about my business. You know, what next, Lord? You know, that's done. There'll be nothing else. I'm going to. So everybody bow their heads. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word on today. We thank you, Lord, for being such a good, good father unto us. We thank you also, God, for giving us your only begotten, Lord, to show us the way, God, the way to get to you, Lord. It's the only way is through your son. We thank you right now, God, oh, God, for your word. We pray, Father God, that we as men and women and children of God, Lord, that we will stand fast, oh, God, be unmovable, Lord. Always abounding in your work, God, that our light will so shine in the world, God, that men may see it. Oh, God, see the good work that you have begun in us, Lord, and give you glory, Father. We want to glorify you, Lord. We want you to be glorified in us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that as we leave this place, God, we ask, God, that you would just watch over us, Lord, not just going home, but the rest of the day, Lord. God, anything, God, that could possibly happen, God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will cover us with the blood, God. Hide us behind the cross, Lord. Be with us, Lord, until we return, God, to your presence the next time. We ask it and let the church say, amen.